Dr. Sachs, the master knower of Easter, was now reduced to penury, and looking at stained glass windows in old churches. His only two last friends in this life, this impossibly hard life, no matter under what conditions it appears, were Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff, who visited him annually in his room on 3rd Street and cut through the fogs of evening with their heads bent as the bells of St. Simon tolled a heartbroken Kathleen across the rooftops of old hotels, where similar old men like Dr. Sachs sat bent-headed on beds of woe with prayer beads between their feet. Oh, moaning, homes for lost pigeons or time's immemorial white dove of the roses of the unborn, astonished bliss. And there they'd sit, in the little room, Sachs on the edge of the bed with a bottle of Rotgut Tokay in his hand, Bella in the old rocking chair, Boris standing by the sink, and sigh. And then Sachs would always say, "Please play the monster for me." And of course the old actors who loved him dearly and came to see him for human tender sentimentality, not monstrous reasons, protested, but he always got drunk and cried so that Boris first had to get up and extend his arms, do Frankenstein go up. Then Bella would stand and arm, cape and leer, and approach Sachs, who squealed.